We've discussed the domestic and international issues that will be on the agenda in 2006, but what about cultural and lifestyle trends? There's movies, music, art, literature, iPods even, you name it. To put it all together, I'm joined now by Corey Murray. She is the arts and entertainment editor at Essence Magazine. Corey, nice to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go to the movies, you and I. What can we expect in 2006, the blockbuster types of films and the blockbuster, you know, actors and actresses?
Well, I think you'll see a lot of people we haven't seen in a while, like Sanaa Lathan. She has a movie coming out in early February called Something New, where she is a very uptight accountant who falls in love with her gardener, who happens to be white. And it's just about how she basically is falling in love and her story of how she comes to accept this love that's just come into her life. And Jamie Foxx will have two movies this year. He'll be in Miami Vice, which he's been filming. There's been a bit of buzz about that a bit. And he will join Eddie Murphy, Beyonce, and Dreamgirls at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Hey, where's Denzel? We haven't seen Denzel. What happened?
Well, Denzel is coming back. He's joining back up with Spike Lee for The Inside Man, and it's a cops and robber caper where he plays a down-on-his-luck cop who has one last opportunity to end his career on a high note.
Well, are we going to see more? What kind of film genres are going to be big? Horror, action, fantasy, superheroes, what?
I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I think you're going to see a lot more romantic comedies from us, and also there's a lot more action movies and sort of thriller a little bit with Lorenz Tate and Waist Deep. He'll also have Crenshaw Boulevard. Halle Berry is going to return for X-Men 3, so that's back to superhero. So okay. I think it's just a little bit of both. And Miami Vice, of course, is going to be action.
All right, let's move on to music. Mariah Carey, of course, on top with all of those Grammy nominations. Kanye West feeling that he got done in a little bit. Here's the question, though. Let's talk about hip-hop. Is it going up, going down, sideways? What's up with that?
I think where it's going up is down in the South. You know, Houston's going to continue to take reign with Slim Thug, Bun B, Paul Wall. I think they're going to really continue to hold it down there. I think what's coming back up is R&B hip-hop. NDRE is coming out with music. The Roots are going to make their debut on Def Jam Left in May. Take Six is coming back out with a gospel album. Kenny Lattimore and Shantae Moore, they're coming out with another album of duets. So I think it's going to be, again, a mix of people, but I think in the South, hip-hop is going to remain strong.
All right, let's end this on a new technological, cultural high note. Blogging and iPods, people are going crazy with this stuff.
It's like you can have your own entertainment center in your hand. I mean, you do not have to wait for someone to put a movie out or wait for your favorite TV show to come on. With TiVo and everything, now you can walk around with it. You can really, you know, when you go to the airport, you can do what you want. You can have your own movie right there with you. And I think that's one of the greatest things. And I think it's going to bring more consumers back into the stores to buy stuff because now they can get what they want when they want it. It's the same with video logging. It's like you've had blogging, which has been great, but now you can add video, you can add that viewing component to it, and you get more than words now.
2006, what a year it's going to be. Corey Murray, she is the arts and entertainment editor at Essence Magazine. Corey, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that was our look at the year ahead to get you started on the right foot in 2006. Just like the cows on commercial.